Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Donald Trump is officially on trial. Trump's fraud trial has started, and there are new attacks as he goes on the offense on the attorney general as well as the judge in this case. Now, he appeared in court as there were cameras, as lawyers for New York's attorney general painted Donald Trump as a fraudster. His lawyer said that she was out to get the former president of the United States of America. And this trial of Donald Trump that began Monday in New York courtroom, where the former president made an appearance to fight the first of several government actions against him, a civil case that imperils his company and threatens his image as a master of the business world, is how the New York Times put it. Now, the case brought by Mrs. James, obviously she is a woman that hates Donald Trump and a woman that wanted to raise her profile as New York's attorney general. It aims at attacking Trump and his net worth, accusing the former president of crossing from hyperbole into all-out fraud. Now, in some years, the attorney general's office is arguing that Mr. Trump, his adult sons and their family businesses inflated their riches by more than $2 billion so they could secure favorable terms from banks and bragging rights about his overall wealth. Now, again, this is a civil case. Year after year, loan after loan, defendants misrepresented Mr. Trump's net worth, is what Kevin Wallace, a lead attorney for Ms. James, said during opening statements of the trial. He noted that while it might be one thing to exaggerate for a television audience or Forbes magazine's list of the richest people, you cannot do it while conducting business in the state of New York. Just outside the courtroom, Mr. Trump decided to fight back. And this is what Mr. Trump, former President Trump, had to say. Now, I'm going to play it for you in its entirety because the media has not done that. Listen carefully.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. We have a rogue judge who rules that properties are worth a tiny fraction, 1/100th, a tiny fraction of what they actually are. We have a racist attorney general who's a horror show, who ran on the basis that she was going to get Trump before she even knew anything about me. She used this to run for governor. She failed in her attempt to run for governor. She had virtually no polling. She came back and she said, well, now I'll go back to get Trump again. And this is what we have. It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal. They are actually less in terms of the numbers used than the actual net worth. The actual net worth is substantially more. No bank was affected. No bank was hurt. They don't even know why they have to be involved. And they've so testified. They can't believe that they're involved because they were paid back on time. There were no defaults. There were no problems. And it was like a perfect client. In the meantime, people are being murdered all over the sidewalks of New York. There was no victim here. The banks were represented by the best, biggest, most prestigious law firms. in the state of New York, actually in the country, some of the biggest and best law firms, in all cases, the biggest and best law firms, that's who represented them. The banks got back their money. Again, there was never a default. There was never a problem. Everything was perfect. There was no crime. The crime is against me because we have a corrupt district attorney, but we have a corrupt attorney general. And it all comes down from the DOJ. They're totally coordinated this in Washington because I'm leading. I'm the leading candidate. I'm leading Biden by 10 points. And I'm leading the Republicans by 50 and 60 points. That's pretty much, they say, over. I never accept that, but they say it's over. This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election. Our country's gone to hell. We have a country that's in decline, serious decline. We have a man running our country who has no clue, doesn't know what he's doing, and you know it better than anybody because you have to cover him. What they've done with open borders, what they've done with interest rates and taxes, it's a disgrace. So what we have here is an attempt to hurt me in an election. It's an attempt to hurt me in an election. This never happened before, where President of the United States leaves office and gets indicted. And the reason I got indicted was that I ran. If I didn't run, I'd be sitting right now at a beach like Biden does every time, even though he's supposed to be working. So very simply put, it's a witch hunt. It's a disgrace. We have a corrupt attorney general in the state. You see how she does. This trial was railroaded and fast-tracked. This trial could have been brought years ago, but they waited till I was right in the middle of my campaign. The same with other trials and indictments. It's all run by DOJ, which is corrupt in Washington. Everything goes through them. They're all corrupt people. Frankly, our country is corrupt. And that's one of the reasons I'm running. We're going to straighten it out. They have one property that's worth anywhere from 50 to 100 times what this judge put down as a value. Put down a value, $18 million, and the property's probably worth, could be anywhere from 50 to 100 times more than that. And a lot of those numbers could even be low. We have other properties, the same thing. So he devalued everything. I didn't even put in my best asset, which is the brand, in terms of value. Coca-Cola, take a look at their value. They have a value. The value of their brand is more than everything else put together. My brand is extremely valuable. I didn't even use it in my financial statement. If I wanted to build up a financial statement, I would have built it up by using brand in addition to everything else. We have the greatest properties. We have among the greatest properties in the world, and I have to go through this for political reasons. This judge is a politician. He comes out of the clubs. He's running unopposed. The reason he's unopposed is because he's getting Trump. They always run opposed. He's getting Trump. The bosses say, don't run against this guy. He's doing great. He's getting Trump. But he overplayed his hand, and he should be investigated for what he's done. What he did in undervaluing these properties is a disgrace to our nation. This shouldn't be a case. One other thing. We have a clause in the contract which tells, essentially, buyer beware. The contract is very, very, if you take a look and you speak to the banks, and you will, I hope you speak to the banks, because the banks got paid in full. I hope you speak to the banks. But we have a clause in the contract. It's like a buyer beware clause. It says when you take a look at the financial statement, don't believe anything you read. This is up front. Don't believe anything you read. Some people call it a worthless clause because it makes the statement and anything you read in the statement worthless. It says go out and do your own research. Go out and do your own due diligence. You have to study the statement carefully. Do not believe anything. In fact, it's so strong that people read it and they don't even accept it. They don't even want it. They don't even use it. It's called a disclaimer clause. It's very common. If you put it in, if you don't have time to do statements, or even if you do have time, people like to have it. This is what's called a full disclaimer. We disclaim the financial statements. But even with a full disclaimer, which immediately takes you out of any fraud situation and any litigation, And by the way, when the attorney general found out about the disclaimer clause, she said, that's okay, let's go forward anyway. It's good publicity. These are corrupt people we're dealing with, the most corrupt people. We have a great company. I built a great company. It's got tremendous value. It's got some of the greatest real estate assets in the world. And now I have to go before a rogue judge as a continuation of Russia, 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 as a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. And I don't think the people of this country are going to stand for it. If I weren't leading in all the polls, or if I weren't running, I wouldn't have any of these cases. I wouldn't be seeing you this morning. But I'll be seeing a lot of you, because this is a horrible thing that's happening to our country, and we've got to get it straightened away. So we'll go in and see our rogue judge, and we'll listen to this man. And I think most people get it. People are getting it. I can tell you the voters getting it, because every time they give me a fake indictment, I go up in the polls, and that's never happened before. But this is a disgrace, and you ought to go after this attorney general, because she's turning off everybody from coming in. You know, I don't know if you take a look at the outflow of business. Businesses are fleeing New York because of horrible, horrible attorney generals and judges like we have. They go to other places where they can be treated fairly and with respect. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Donald Trump's comments there, and it's obvious. He's saying, here's the facts, here's the history. This is when she said she was going to have it out for me. It's very clear. She said, okay, I didn't win the governorship. Fine, I'll go back and do this other job, and I'll go after Donald Trump. She campaigned on going after Donald J. Trump. That's what she campaigned on. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Now, while all this is happening in court, and obviously New York, which is the media capital of the country, is covering this thing wall to wall, there's something else that is going to happen this week. And that is a guy by the name of Hunter Biden who is going to be in court Tuesday. Is the media going to cover that? The fact that Hunter Biden is going to appear in federal court on Tuesday? I'm going to guess probably not. Now, there's also something else that's interesting. The editor-in-chief of Breitbart is a guy by the name of Alex Marlow. He is the author of a new book, Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. That book coming out. He talked to Maria Bartiromo about what he found in that book. At the same exact time, they're going after Donald Trump. Listen.
Hunter Biden is set to appear in federal court this upcoming Tuesday to be arraigned on 3 felony gun charges, where he's expected to enter a not guilty plea. Join me right now with an in-depth look into the Biden family business is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, Alex Marlow, is here. Alex is the author of the new book, Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. The book will be available beginning this Tuesday, and we welcome Alex to the program. Thanks very much for being here, Alex. It's good to have you. And I want to start off on this influence peddling, because many Democrats and the White House continue to say that there is not a direct link linking Joe Biden to the 20 shell companies, to the 20 million plus money that have gone to the Biden family. But you say you're not going to find that, and you don't need to find that. It's more about the family. Tell us about it.
Yeah, first of all, we already know that the finances are intertwined. We've seen ample evidence of this going both directions. How about that Rosemont phone that Joe Biden was using, et cetera? But I do think we're asking the wrong question sometimes. There is clearly the anatomy of a bribe that's taking place where foreign entities and domestic entities are sending money to the Biden family members. We know this to be true, and it's affecting U.S. policy. The clearest example is the Burisma one. I don't have to repeat all of that to your audience, Maria, but there are some new ones that are in the book that I think are really explosive. And I think we need a deeper dive, for example, into the Hunter Biden art deals. Who was one of the main buyers of Hunter Biden's art? It's Kevin Morris. Kevin Morris is Hunter's attorney, but he also controls the LLC that holds Hunter's stake in BHR, which is a Chinese equity firm, which is essentially run by the Bank of China. How about Sinopec? Sinopec got a bunch of our strategic oil. Why would Joe Biden send strategic oil to a Chinese company? Well, Sinopec, there's a $1.7 billion stake BHR has in that company. BHR controlled by Kevin Morris and Hunter.
That's unbelievable. So what you're suggesting is it could be still going on because he's selling the art and Kevin Morris is in charge. The influence peddling may be going on as we speak.
There is no reason for Chinese to get U.S. oil aside from to benefit the commercial interests of the Biden family via BHR. That's what's happening, and that's why we need to turn over every stone until it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Now, I wish I could say that I personally am shocked by this, because what was just said there is shocking. I'm not shocked, though, because I've actually read all of the intel that's been released, suspicious activity reports, the books that have been written, the things that were on the laptop. So this, to me, is exactly what I would expect. But that's not all that was said, because now we got to move on to impeachment. And again, the shiny object was going to be government shutdown. All right. They lost that one. So now the shiny object is Donald Trump's going to jail, right? He's on trial for fraud. He's a fraudster. We're going to finally nail him for the fraud that he is in New York City. Well, he wouldn't go to jail, by the way, but who cares for this one? We're going to put him in jail eventually because he's going to be, we're going to tie him up in court. We're going to bankrupt him with legal fees and appeals, and he's screwed. That's what the Democrats are doing. You have an attorney general of a state that ran on indicting Donald Trump just because. And there was a bunch of whack job liberals who are like, yeah, and I'll vote for that. I'll vote for that lady after she got blown out running for governor. No problem there. Listen to the second part of what he had to say. Again, this is the author of a book, Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. This book's by Alex Marlowe. Listen.
We've been talking about the fact that the family of Joe Biden may very well be still doing influence peddling through Hunter Biden's art. What else do they need? The evidence has been overwhelming to impeach this guy. Will they?
No, we have ample evidence, and you can go back to all of these Chinese business deals where there's still so many stones unturned, Maria. For example, that Hunter sold Rosemont Realty to an entity that was known by Xi Jinping as the Dragon Head because of its strategic importance. Hunter got paid off for it, but he also retains a stake in this company. We have no idea how much that stake is, and the executive branch is not going to be forthcoming. That's why we need to pursue impeachment, because the executive branch is trying to obfuscate and try not to answer questions, try not to turn over documentation, communication, and bank records. They have to do all of this. This all has to get done right away because the deals are limitless and they are ongoing. Remember, if you hear Kevin Morris making a deal, do not hear Kevin Morris, hear BHR, and BHR means the Bank of China. So if Kevin Morris is involved, you have to know that this is perhaps the Bank of China and Chinese involvement. And that's just one place. How about Ukraine? The ties between Jim Biden, the former nightclub owner, who is not only tied into the effing spy chief of China, which is Hunter's words, not mine. He also has deep ties in Ukraine. All of these are constellations of corruption regarding Biden's entire family. The world has figured it out. You pay the Biden family, you get stuff in return from Joe.
The world figured it out, all right, to the tune of what, $30-$50 million that we actually know about? This on top of the fact that Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, said this weekend, Joe Biden can't deny involvement in family business after these Chinese bank wires. The new evidence showing this Chinese entity wired money to Hunter Biden with Joe Biden's home address as the beneficiary while Hunter Biden was not living there, but actually living in California at the time, means the president can no longer claim that he was not involved in the family business. That's what Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said in an interview over the weekend. Hunter Biden received not one, but two wires. This is a fact, totaling $260,000 in 2019, originating from Beijing, from Chinese business partners directly tied to the Chinese Communist Party, who listed Joe Biden's Delaware home as the beneficiary address for the fraud. Now, the House Oversight Committee also has confirmed these payments. They backed it up with other paperwork. Now, Hunter Biden did not reside with Joe Biden in Delaware when the Chinese business partners wired that money to his father's address. How do we know that? Because the court documents show that from his plea deal. They can't hide behind, you know, Hunter Biden was going through a tough time, is what Green said. The reality is that all the evidence that we're coming up with through subpoenas of actual bank statements and wire transfers prove the money trail is leading to Joe Biden, quote unquote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Let me also remind you real quick of what came out in the last week. The forensic accountant that was one of the first witnesses called in this impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden in the House went on TV to put in perspective the amount of money that Hunter Biden was getting while working for some of these foreign companies. Listen carefully.
Hunter Biden was receiving $1 million a year to be on the board of Burisma with no expertise, no known expertise for an oil company. I just went and looked at the same year, 2015, for ExxonMobil. Their average compensation for their directors, their independent directors, was about $350,000 a year. So you have to ask yourself, almost 2.5 times the rate, what is Burisma paying Hunter Biden for, and why? And what's being given in exchange for that? Was it just the illusion of access to Washington, as that's the story now? Or was there something more? Again, the American people deserve the truth, and we need to find that out.
Burisma paid Hunter Biden 2.5 times the rate that ExxonMobil executives were getting during the same time period. It wasn't for his expertise. And then this comes after you have the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, saying this about Hunter Biden and his involvement in the Biden crime family.
The president, he's been gone. He's been in California. He's been every place else. The one place he hasn't been at the border. He has gone to more dinners with Hunter Biden's business associates than he has to the border in 50 years.
One hell of a point. He's not lying. Joe Biden has gone to more dinners with Hunter Biden business associates than he has to the border in 50 years. You want to talk about priorities? There's an issue with priorities. And Congresswoman Nancy Mace, she said this about Joe Biden, talking about how we know now that Joe Biden got paid.
Said that you want to subpoena the bank records of Joe Biden. The chairman of your committee, Oversight Committee, James Comer, has already subpoenaed some of that. What do you need to come up with or look at to confirm your findings and your suspicions here?
Well, we want to show as much evidence as possible because the left and the mainstream media, they want to hide it under the rug and pretend it doesn't exist. But it needs to be overwhelming. We need to show and connect all of the dots and how Joe Biden got paid, because we know he got paid through text messages and emails, accounts from Hunter Biden. We know that that exists, and it's connecting the dots for the American people, because don't trust us. I want the American people to trust the evidence.
Trust the evidence. When you have the facts on your side, you can talk the way that Congresswoman Nancy Mace is talking. You can say it that way because it actually makes sense. Now, GOP Representative Fitzgerald also said this about the Oversight Committee and what they're going to be doing in issuing these subpoenas.
What I would say is the big news that came out of Oversight yesterday, and I talked to Congressman Comer last night about it at length, is that they're issuing the subpoenas for both Hunter and James Biden.
That's what matters. These subpoenas, and we'll see how hard they fight these subpoenas, because they understand now that the tide is turning on them. Representative Byron Donalds dissecting the Hunter Biden text messages, saying this about, hey, is it maybe time to investigate? Listen.
And this one is a famous one. Everybody knows this one. This is a famous one that says, I hope you all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary.
That is Hunter Biden's own text message to his family members. I hope you can all do what I did and for everything for this and pay for everything for this entire family for years. It's really hard, but don't worry. I'm like, Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Right? I mean, Byron's absolutely right in what he just said there.
Mr. Dubinsky, if you saw a text message like this in a potential money laundering operation or a potential pay-for-play operation, would you be looking for information related to money going from son to father?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Absolutely, without a doubt. So there are two things going on here, and you're going to have to really pay attention. There's the shiny object, which is Donald Trump on a fraud trial by an activist attorney general of the state of New York who lost her last race, then said, if you go help me, I'll go after Donald Trump. This is a woman, the New York attorney general, whose aim is to put Trump out of business in all of New York, shut down his family, shut down their name, and to officially declare he is a fraudster. Year after year, loan after loan, the defendants misrepresented Mr. Trump's net worth, the lead attorney said. These people act like they were rich, but they were not. Donald Trump was right, and I played this for you at the very beginning. When he came out and said there's people dying on the streets of New York and there was nobody harmed here, yet they're coming after me. He is absolutely right. This is no different than the first impeachment trial when the Democrats knew the entire time they were impeaching him over something that never happened. They were impeaching him over a dossier the FBI said was user generated by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign. A dossier that even the FBI said to the guy who brought it to them, hey, if you can corroborate any of what you're claiming in here, we'll give you $1 million. And he never got $1 million because he knew he couldn't corroborate it because he knew he made it up out of thin air. You also had the forensic experts this week. It said code names like the big guy commonly used in financial crimes. You also have a problem now with the president's story because Hunter Biden claimed he didn't receive 1 cent from Chinese associates despite the wire transfers in the summer of 2019. But maybe he didn't receive a cent. Maybe daddy got all of that money while he was out in California. And then there's one other thing I forgot. I almost forgot to bring this up. James Comer has now subpoenaed 20 wire transfers totaling $1.3 million received by the president's brother, James Biden. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed James Biden's Lion Hall Group and JBBSR Inc. entities because the committee could not identify, quote, legitimate services provided by James Biden's companies. Now, Comer's subpoena appears to be directed at obtaining records linked to President Joe Biden's corporation, Celtic Capri Corporation, which received nearly $10 million in 2017 without specifying revenue line items. Quote, so that's an LLC account. It wasn't a shell company. That was a real LLC account with more earnings in there than what we could find. So that is an account we plan to subpoena as we follow the money, Comer said. James Biden, an often overlooked member of the Biden family, is President Joe Biden's younger brother and Hunter Biden's uncle. James and Hunter were business partners with the CEFC China Energy Company, an organization closely aligned and has direct links to the Chinese Communist Party. Now, while Hunter's complex web of wire transfers from CEFC received much attention in recent years, James Comer expanded his focus to James Biden's entities. Those entities received at least 20 wires totaling $1.398 million through Hunter Biden's entities, according to the 2020 Senate report by Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson. Quote, there is also evidence that Hunter Biden moved large sums of money from his firm, Owasco, to James Biden's consulting firm, the Lion Hall Group, between August the 14th of 2017 and August 3rd of 2018. Owasco sent 20 different wire transfers totaling $1.398999 million to the Lion Hall Group, a consulting firm that lists James Biden and his wife, Sarah Biden, on the bank account. This transaction was identified for potential criminal financial activity. These transfers began less than 1 week after CEFC Infrastructure Investment wired $5 million to the Hudson West, and Hudson West sent its first payment of $400,000 to Owasco. Now, most of the payments from Owasco to the Linehaul Group had vague notes in the memo line, and 15 of which simply indicated that they were for further credit to James Biden. However, the memo line for one of the payments reads HW3, which indicates some of the transferred money could be from Hudson West III. When the bank contacted Sarah Biden regarding the overall wire activity, she stated that the Linehaul Group and Owasco provided international and business consulting, and that the Linehaul Group was assisting Owasco with an international client through a contract that had since been terminated. Sarah Biden then told the bank that she would not provide any supporting documentation, and she also refused to provide additional information to more clearly explain the activity. Consequently, the bank submitted the account for closure. Normal day if you're money laundering, right? Yeah, I won't tell you what you need to know to keep this legitimate. There's no reason to believe that this isn't a legitimate business. The Bidens would say, okay, prove it. And they're like, no, never mind. They shut down the bank account. No problem. We'll find another bank that will do shady business with us. Not a problem at all. This is the Biden crime family. Now, remember all of this while they're talking about Donald Trump in New York this week on this other trial, which is garbage. Don't forget, share our podcast with all of your family and friends. Share it on social media. Hit that forward button. Please hit that like button, auto download or subscribe button. And I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.